Weiter in Shasper and Shavuos Daf Gimel. Pick it up on Bezma Bezma the Bama the Pezma the Gemara. Bada Gemara. Zaktail Gemara Mechti Tanamakos Mimakos Salik. We finished off now from Maseches Makos. That's what comes right before this. Says Rashi. Kach Seder Amishna Shavuos Achamakos. Shavuos then Makos. What's Pshat? Maishna the Tani Shavuos. Why do we go from Makos to Shavuos? And for the Gemara, Mishna the Tani Chayav al Rosh Taim, because at the end of Maseches Makos, Daf Chaf, there's a Mishna there that talks about the fact that when a person goes and shaves somebody's head, they shave their head, they're going to be Chayav two. Mishna the Tani Chayav al Rosh Taim, you're Chayav for two. Achas Mikan, the Achas Mikan, one from each side, says Rashi al Rosh al Kofas al Rosh Taim, the Ha Peas. Peas Ksiv says Upeya Lashon Sof Vikatzahu, and okay. So since the fact is in that one thing you're chayav too, therefore beep turn the page, right? Well, first before we beep that is Achas Mikan, Achas Mikan. There, beep turn the page. Gimel that Aleph Al Hazakin, and also chayav on the zakin as well, and the beard. Therefore, shtayim mikan, v'shtayim mikan, v'achas milmata, two, two, and one, chada mechayev Allah tarti, and ends up being it's one thing that you're chayev two things, says Rashi, as harad mechayev alea, tarti, mechayev alea tarti, hainu dumya d'shtayim she'enar, but just like one thing is ends up being chayev two things, so that's like two things that are really going to be four things, and therefore we go, let me just continue with that type of theme. Next structural question, which is very common, we have the Masechtas starting off. They ask these questions like this: Ma'ishna hacha detani lehuk lekulu. Why over here do we go ahead and we start mentioning all the different cases of shtayim shein arva, shtayim shein arva, shtayim shein arva? Says Rashi lekulu kol beis shein dalid she motza shalom kan. All these cases they're mentioned over here. If you go into Maseches Shabbos, it starts off, it says Shabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba, but it doesn't go into talk about Negayim, it doesn't go into talk about Shavuos, right? The Lokatani Lulukula doesn't mention all of them there. How come? Amri. They say the answer is that Shavuos v'Yedias HaTumah degabe Dodik Sivan, Shavuos, the concept of Shavuos and Yedias HaTumah, which are two inyanim that are written in the Torah right next to each other, and they're similar to one another. V'damin Dodi b'karben olav yared, says Rashi, v'ha damin la'dadi sh'shtem olav yared. Both of them have that din of a karben olav yared, that whatever you can afford, you end up paying. So Tanilu gabe HaDadi. Therefore, they go and they mention these two, one next to the other. V'aydi Tani Tarti, one turns to mention two of them, so therefore they go and they mention all of them. They don't leave out the rest. Next structural question, Pasach b'Shavuos. We started with talking about Shavuos, that's how the Masechta starts, then it goes into Inyanim of Yedias HaTumah, and by the way, it's not for a little bit, it's for two prakim, says Rashi, Mefarsh Yedias, the Ketani es sheyesh ba Yedia, uparish kulu masnisen mili di Yedias HaTumah, v'shavkinu lemilsa de Shavuos, and left over all the dinim of Shavuos over here. What's going on? Tosis points out, even though there's a normal case that we say, you know, you mention one thing, then you mention a second thing, so you go one, then two, and then often the Gemara goes straight into explaining number two before they go to number one. So go one, two, two, one, and the Gemara will answer, oh, because we left off with number two, so we answer and move on. However, over here, it actually doesn't end off with this. It ends off with the idea of tzaras, so it's not even the end of it, so it's a little strange. Why are you doing this? Pasach b'shavuos, mefarsh yedias HaTumah. And for the Gemara, just the opposite of what, well, I forgot the word opposite. I did the zutrin milayu, because he thinks, you know, they're very, there aren't so much of it. It's a small amount of stuff. Rashi says, shnei prakam elu rishonim, these two things, a small amount. Pasik shari luhu, v'hadr tani shavuos dinafishin milayu. So therefore, it goes into it, it completely deals with all of it, and then it goes and explains all the idea of nefesh, shavuos, which there's a lot of dinim that have to do with that. Which makes a lot of sense. Smart. Get out of the way, almost. Says Rashi, explaining what a shari lehu means, matir son, it releases them. Klomer matir hatana atzmo mehen, v'niftar mehen tchila. Let's first deal with this and get on with this, and then we can move on to the next them. The next, then we can delve into the other halachas. Okay, now we break down a little bit. We already did a little bit in yesterday's daf, but here we go. Shavuos shtayim shehin arba. When we said that Shavuos swears there are two that are four, Rashi says, Precious Lekuli Masnisen is going to explain all this now. Shtayim sheochel v'shelo ochel. Two of them are referencing a Shavuos that I will eat a cookie or Shavuos that I will not eat a cookie. It's talking about the future, and those are the ones that are explicitly written in the Torah Kedusha. Shehin arba, they turn out to be four cases. Achalti v'shelo ochalti. I swear that I ate already, or I swear that I didn't eat. It is a Tomash shtayim shehin arba. Shtayim. What does that mean? Shtayim Yedios Tumas Kodesh V'Yedios Tumas Mikdash. Two are talking about that there was a he knew there was Tameh, but then he forgot that and he ended up eating something which is kodesh, and he forgot, and he ended up going into the Beis HaMikdash, when he's tummy. Shein arba kodesh u mikdash. Shein arba is kodesh u mikdash, which means that this is talking about that he knew that he was tummy, but he forgot that the meat was kodesh, and he ate it. He forgot that this was the mikdash, and then he went into the mikdash, but he knew that he was tummy at the time that he was going in and that he was eating it. What about Shabbos? Yitzis Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. Shtayim Hotsa Da'ani Ve'Hotsa Da'Balabayis. Rashi says Hotsa Da'anim Ha'omid B'chutz, that he's standing outside, and Hotsa Da'Balabayis Ha'omid B'fnim, who's standing inside. Right? So we're talking about over here, you have a poor person who's in Rishus Rabim. He sticks his hand in a house, takes a basket from the owner, and takes it outside. Or the owner sticks his hand holding a basket from his house and puts it in the Ani's hand. And Shein Arba, what's that for? Hachnasa da Ani vachnasa de Bal Habayis. That is, that the four is that the Ani sticks his hand holding a basket into the house and puts it in the owner's hand, or the owner sticks his hand out of the house, takes a basket from the Ani, and takes it inside. So we end up having, those are the four. Maris de Goyim, Shnayim Shein Arba, appearance of Tsaras, this week's Parsha, are two that are four. Shnayim Se'es Ubaheres. Rashi right away says, Aval Sapachas Eno Shem Nega, El Hashem Tolda, Kedem Farsha Kaman Daf Vav Rebeis, because it says Se'es Baheres. All right, the Lashon is Se'es Baheres and Sapachas, but it's just Se'es and Baheres. Shein Arba Se'es Vitolarito, Baharis Vitolarito. Yeah. All of these are discolorations on the skin as pertaining to Tsaras. Right, that's skin shtickle over here. Baharis is like this Bahir, it's bright, like white as snow. It's ace, is white wool. Yeah, white wool. Frag the Gemara. Mani Masnisen, who is our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yishmael v'lo Rabbi Akiva. It can't be either Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Akiva. How come? E Rabbi Yishmael, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yishmael, ha'amar eino chayv ella al ha'asid lavo. Says Rashi, eino chayv means you're not chayv a carbon, ella al ha'asid. Says Rashi again, didiak lehara o lehitiv lekama paragimol. There's a machlokas in paragimol. That would be in daf chaf hey, between the two of them, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Right? Our Mishnah said that a person is going to be chai of two, which is four. And we said that that means that for the future, I will not, like, le'tov le'ra, right? So we said that that means that I swear that I will eat a cookie. I swear that I won't eat a cookie. That's all it's talking about is for the future, but not about the past tense. And that's what Rabbi Yishmael's opinion is. So therefore, it can't be Rabbi Yishmael because he says, Eino chai ve'el asalavo. E Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva seems to argue with him over there. And he says that you're able to go ahead and even on the past. If you want to say it's Rabbi Akiva, says Rashi, right? Now they can't be, it seems like it can't be him either, because Ha'amar al Halim Halim Tomahu Chayef Ve'enu Chayef al Halim Mikdash. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, this comes up on Daf Yudal, it comes up later, that he says, the only thing you're going to be chayav for is helem tuma. So that means, if I know I'm tummy, but I forget about it, and then I go ahead and I eat something which is kadosh, but I knew it's kachem, I just forgot it was tummy, then that's where you chayav. Eino chayav al helem tuma mikdash. But if I forgot about the fact that this, if I didn't realize that this thing is that I'm eating is tummy, or this is actually based on mikdash, but I know that I'm tummy, I'm not going to be chayav for such a thing. So therefore, and Amish just says it's two, which is four, but that also, therefore, it can't be Rabbi Akiva either. So, says the Gemara, we could actually make this work. Ibai Seim Rabbi Shmuel, Ibai Seim Rabbi Akiva, you could actually say it's either one of them. Ibai Seim Rabbi Shmuel, if you want to say it's Rabbi Yishmael, which we said it can't be Rabbi Yishmael. Why not? Because he said it's only about the future, not about the past. Mehen Lechiv, Mehen Liftor. The whole thing of Rabbi Yishmael was he said that the pasuk says letov lera for the future. So those when it says two that are four, you can't be that it's him. No, but really maybe what does it mean two that are four? Two that you're going to be chayiv and two that you won't be chayiv in. Mehem lechiv, mehem liftor. Therefore, this could be Rabbi Yishmael. Everybody say Rabbi Akiva. You could say this is going with Rabbi Akiva. Mehem lechiv ulu mehem liftor. Same idea. Only two of them are going to be chayav for. In other words, ones when you had helim that you were tamei, but the ones that you didn't have helim, you were tamei. But you didn't know that this was the beis hamikdash. This is the, you know, the mikdash. You didn't know that this thing was hekdesh. You're not going to be chayav for. Beautiful. So it could be either one of them. Frak the Gemara. Really? You want a tiny one? It's the two that are four. It means some of them you're going to be pater liftor. You're going to be pater for. Beep. Turn the page. Give them a vase. Had to be the Maris Negayim Katani, but they compared it to Maris Negayim. Ma Hasam Kula Lichyuva, just like over there, all four cases, the Avos and the Tolos, you're going to be Chaya for. It says Rashi, Sha'afa Tolos Negayim Hain, Okashi Yitar Mevi Alea, Carbon Tire. When you get a Tolos, you have to bring carbon for that. That was talking about all of them are for Chiyuv. So Afa Chanami Kula Lichyuva. So therefore, here too, it must be, let's keep it consistent, all of them are for Chiyuv, and therefore the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. And for the Gemara, li'olam Rabbi Shmuel, really is Rabbi Shmuel. V'chi lo mechayev Rabbi Shmuel l'sha'afar. When is it true that Rabbi Shmuel says you're not going to be chayev for things that you did in the past? Meaning, when a person says, I swear that I ate a cookie, I swear that I didn't eat a cookie, that you're not going to be chayev. Karba, that just means a karba, you're not going to be chayev. Aval, malkus, chiv mechayev, but you're certainly going to be chayev. Malkus says Rashi, v'chi lo mechayev Rabbi Shmuel l'sha'afar karban ka'amar u'beshogeg. Aval malkus, in Hazid, Vihisibo, Chiyuv and Mechayev, Masnissim, Bemezid, Kamaru, Malkus, and a Mishnah can be talking about Bemezid, Yuchayev, Malkus, for doing this. Okay, de Rava, and this goes according to Rava. Ah, you want to tell me this is a lav shem b'maisa? Look at Rashi, they're just the beginning. We're not through the whole thing right yet. Okay, de Rava, Klomer, Vim, Tamar, lav shem b'maisa, who, Vein, Lokin, a love, Al Zed, Lokin, Kidderav, the prepared Gimel. It goes in the whole thing over there. Let's read it inside. Think about it now. Ukidirava. Da Amar Rava. Beferish Ripsa Torah Shavuos Sheker Dumya de Shavuos Shav. The Torah explicitly includes a Shavuos Sheker, a false oath, that you're going to be Chayiv Malkus, similar to a Shavuos Shav. What's a Shavuos Shav? That's like a Shavuos that you make in vain. That's like, it's pointless. You say, a man is a woman. You say stone is gold. It doesn't mean anything because immediately you could tell that this is just pashut not true. A shvuah sheker though is something that it's not evident right away. Therefore, it's not a shvuah shav, but it's just sheker. A person swears he didn't eat yesterday when he really did. It doesn't. The shvuah gives over some information, but it turns out that it's actually a lie. So those are the differences between the Shavuos Shav and Shavuos Sheker. So the number of a Befer Shrips the Torah, Shavuos Sheker, Dumi the Shavuos Shav. Ma Shav Lisha Avar, just like a Shavuos Shav, the one in vain, is talking about the past. It's not dependent on some future event. Ap Sheker Nami Lisha Avar. So too, a Shavuos Sheker is referring to something in the past. Simply because those type of Shavuos, Shavuos Bitoy are sheker from the moment they're said. Like a person says, I ate when he didn't, just I didn't eat when he really did. But someone who's talking about something for the future, like I will eat or will not eat, you can't compare them to a Shavuos Shav because these things don't become sheker until they actually get violated. The reason then that the Torah uses this lashon of quote unquote in vain to teach a law about a Shavuos Sheker is in order to restrict that law to a Shavuos Sheker that's talking about the past. So therefore, this last part of like what Rava's statement means that only a Shavuah that's compared by the Torah to a Shavuos Shav, and therefore you're going to get Malkus for that, are Shavuos that are talking about the past. And therefore, we can really say this whole thing is going in the world of Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel just says the things that you're not going to be chayav for the past, it's talking about a carbon. But when it comes to Malkus, you're taka going to be chayav for it. For like the Gemara, we have a bit of a problem here because Bishlam Achalti Velo Achalti, the Rav could say the case of I ate or I didn't eat, right, should be, you can get Malkus and such a thing like Rav said. Shelo Achal V'Achal Nami, right, because a person who says by the past, Shavuos Sha'avar, I ate and I didn't eat, you should get Malkus. Shelo ochel v'ochel nami, and a case who swears, I will not eat, and he does eat, that person should get Malkus also. But shelo ochel v'ochel nami. lav sheyesh b'maisu. It's a lav sheyesh b'maisu. There's an action that's going on over here. Ela ochel v'lo achal amai. Versus, I will eat, and he does end up eating. So amai, why should he end up getting malchus to the thing? Lav sheyesh b'maisu is lav sheyesh b'maisu. Rashi explains this out and says, like, okay, bishlam mechata v'lo achalti klomar. Shehin arba lo mishkachasol. The fact that you have shtayim shehin arba, we're not going to find that. Why? To bishlam al shtayim, so of our lucky, because Rava, the drasha, we Rava goes and expounds and mixes things together, like the sheker and the shav, etc. V'alo achal v'achal nami lucky, okay, that Yoshi Shav is responsible for because it's a lav sheish b'may, so the bishlam she'achal, of our lo sishbu v'achila maisu, but ochel v'lo achal lav sheim b'maisu shemeilav biyoshev v'ino ochel over ala shvua u'shvua she'inu l'sha'avar lois rabbi mi l'shav beis pamin. You don't have the drush of Rava of l'shav two times to go to include something now for the future. Beis pamin d'har minin dumi d'shvua shvua shav. So what are you going to do now? It's a lav sheim b'maisa, therefore it can't work. It can't be that the shita is like Rabbi Shmuel, he's working within Rava, and that's how Mishnah is working. And for the Gemara, kasav Rabbi Shmuel, lav sheim b'maisa, lo ken alav. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds, that he says, lav sheim b'maisa, you get malchus for. Whoa. That's just unfamiliar because we saw that in Maseches Makos. I think it was on Daf Dalid. Anyway, yeah, so that's why Yol's like lav sheim b'maisa, and therefore everything is good and dandy now. It says Rashi, Kasav Rabbi Shmuel, b'chol atar kula lav sheim b'maisa, lo ken alav, ein tzarich l'rabbos, you don't have to come and include it. Yachi, if that's really true, that we're going according to the opinion that you get malchus for a lav sheim b'maisa, kashet Rabbi Yochanan, then we have ourselves a bit of a problem of Rav Yochanan on Rav Yochanan. The Yomer Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan says, Halacha kistam mishnah. The halacha goes like a stam mishnah. And therefore, he would go, according to our mishnah over here, that somebody gets malchus for being over a lav sheim b'maisa. If you want to say that the mishnah is going like Rabbi Shmuel, who's working in the world of, oh, one second, are we saying it's Rabbi Shmuel? Yeah, we're saying it's Rabbi Shmuel. And this is all Rabbi Shmuel, this whole thing. And, he holds lav sheim b'maisa that you get malchus. So we have a problem now because Rabbi Yochanan holds halachas like a stam mishnah, which means he's going like our mishnah. V'etmar, we have another place that it says shavua she'ochel kikar zuayom, that someone makes a shavua that he's going to eat this kikar today, and v'avar hayom v'lo ochel, the day passes and he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan mishlakish tamer tevayu ain't a loket. Both of them, Rabbi Yochanan, that's important now, Rabbi Yochanan. And Rav Shlakish say he doesn't get malchus. Rav Yochanan Omer, eino loke. Rav Yochanan says he doesn't get loke. You know why? Because mishum dehavali lav sheim b'maisa. V'chol lav sheim b'maisa ein loken alav. This is a machlokas. We saw this also most recently in Makos, this machlokas on Daf Tesvav. Tesvav, yeah, Amud Beis. V'chol lav sheim b'maisa. Rav Shlakish Omer eino loke. You know why? Because Hasra safeki. It's just a doubt for Hasra. And Vasasafik Loshma Hasra, it's not considered Hasra. That's not the Iker included for us. The Iker included for us is Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan is saying right here, Lav Sheim B'maisa ain't Lokan Alav, but we also know he said that the Lacha goes like a Stam Mishnah, and if you want to say it goes like a Stam Mishnah, and this Mishnah is saying that it's Lav Sheim, so if you want to say it's Rav Yishmol, then we're saying it's Lav Sheim B'maisa is Lokan Alav. What are we going to do? And for the Gemara, Rav Yochanan, Stama Achrina Ashkach. Don't worry, he found another Stam Mishnah that went against this one, so clearly it's a Machlokes in the Mishnayos, and he goes like that particular one. Says Rashi that Stama Achrina Ashkach De'ein Lokin Alav Sheim B'maisa, and therefore Rav Yochanan could still be good and dandy, he just doesn't go according to this Mishnah. Says, hey Stama, where do you have this, where? Where is that? What are you talking about? Ilema. Hi Stama. Maybe you want to say that he found this one. This one meaning the following Mishnah, the Tanam. We learned in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah which is found in Psachim. Hamoser b'tahor. If someone goes and they leave over tahor, Rashi says, "B'pesach tahor v'kasher." He has a korban pesach. It's tahor. V'ashover b'tamei. Or let's say somebody goes in and they break, we also saw this, by the way, in Makas Yerzayin. Vashavi v'tamei, who breaks the bone of a carbon that is tamei. Eino lokas arabayim, he doesn't get malchus. First, understand, what is this referencing? This is talking about the fact that we know that you're not allowed to leave over the meat of carbon Pesach. You have to eat it on the first night of Pesach, leave it to the morning, and the issue of going breaking a bone. Now he goes and just talks about the details over here. One is talking about that if you leave over tahor, or if you break the bone that's tamei, and look is haraim, then you don't get malchus. Bish lama shover b'tamei. Okay, it makes sense that the one who breaks a bone that's tamei, he doesn't get malchus. Dechsev etzem lo sish rubo. The pasuk says you shall not break the bone in it, which means b'kasher. Only if it's kosher, but not if it's pasul. And it means to it itself, the thing which is kosher and good that we're discussing over here, and therefore someone which became tummy, that's what it's talking about. That's why it's not a problem. Avosu b'tar my taima. Why is it someone leaves over a tar thing that it's not a problem? And the pasuk says you're not allowed to leave it over until the morning. Avosu b'tar out of boker. Varanosu b'tar out of boker. But each disrofu, you have to have to burn it. Why not? So the answer is, what do you say? Lav. Mishum da havi lav shein bo ma'isa isn't the reason because it's a lav shein bo ma'isa. V'chol lav shein bo ma'isa ain't lo gonna lav. So we needed to find another Stam Mishnah for Rav Yochanan that would say a lav shein bo ma'isa I don't get malchus for, and you have it over here. So says Gemara, what are you talking about? Again, for those who just did malchus, this is amazing because this is all, you know, this thing that we just saw. Umi ma'ida Rav Yaakovi. How do we know that the Mishnah over there in Pesachim and Makos, because it's also in Pesachim, is of Yaakov? Rashi says, "Mimai da ha'istamer of Yaakov, he da amar taima de hamoser eno loke and mishom lav de ein bo maisu." That the reason is because that's the reason because lav shem maisa. Right, bring inside now. Mimai da Yaakov, he da amar lav shem bo maisa eno loke lav. That's what his pshat is. Dim Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Umishom deba kasav li tenaseh chalosase, and it's because of the fact that we have an asay coming after losase. And we know what the halacha is in such a case. A say that comes after a los say is it's called a lav anita klase and ha lav hachilaki. But if not for this, then one would get malchus for leaving it over, even though it's lav shein b'maisa. Where do we see this machlokas between Rav Yaakov and Rav Yehuda? The Tanya Wellington Abraisa, Losasim and a book of Rosim and a book of Rishis, this rofu, don't leave it over until the morning. And if you did, then you have to go and burn in the fire. Ba'akas of Litain Ase, Achalosase. The Torah came along and it put an Ase after the Losase. Lomar She'ain Lokanalov, to tell you that you do not get Malchus on it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rashi, Achalosase, Imso Siru Vavarta Alav, then Be'esh Tisrafenu, go and burn it. Nitku HaKosov Ba'ase, it's fixing it. Ze Me'onshin Shilshar Lavin, Lomer Ze Onsho V'takana Saviroso Shisrafenu. Let's say that you fix this problem by going in and by burning it. So it's telling you, Ein Lo Kana Lav, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, as I, that is the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Lo Min Hashem Hu Ze. That's not the reason why a person doesn't get malchus, says Rashi. Lo min hashem zeh, lo mitam zeh, hamalchus batel bo. Not because it's a lavanita class A, because it tells you afterwards to go and burn it, and that fixes it. That's not the reason. Avakol atzmo ein bo malchus, fishim bo maisa, the reason is ein bo maisa. Back in the Gemara, lo min hashem zeh, el mishum dahav alav shem bo maisa. Falav shem bo maisa, ein lo gonna love. You don't get malchus for it. So therefore, the point at the end of the day is that the Tana of this Stam Mishnah that we just brought in Pesachim Makos, it could be Rav Yaakov, but it could also be Rav Yehuda, in which case it doesn't go against, right? It might be Rav Yehuda. If it goes Rav Yehuda, then it doesn't contradict the Stam Mishnah and our thing over here, which you want to say that you one gets Malchus for a lav shein bo ma'isa. It's just a lav beneath the glass A, but if not for that, then you would get Malchus because he doesn't hold a lav shein bo ma'isa. And look at a love. Hitaka says, look at a love. So then who is this? Then where's Mishnah do we find that Rabbi Yishmael is holding with that? I'm sorry, if Yochanan's going with that, he says, love, shame, but Maisa, look at a love. Pardon, ain't look at a love. Where do we have that Mishnah? Ella, we found another one. Hi, Stama Ashkach. Rav Yochanan found another one over here. That a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, you do not get malchus for. And this is a mission coming up with Chav Zayim Abayis. Shavu shelo ochal kikarzu. Let's say you have a guy who comes along and he says, I swear that I will not eat this loaf of bread. Shavu shelo achlena, I swear that I will not eat it. Pulling two shvuos on the same thing here. I will not eat this loaf. I will not eat it. I will not eat gridirons ham. I will not eat some ham. V'achla. And then he went and he ate it. Beep, turn the page. Dalam naf. Einu chayiv el achas. He's only going to be chayiv one karbon. Says Rashi, why only chayiv one over here? That is, says Rashi, top right corner. Einu, beep, I don't remember if I beeped. Beep, dalam and alf. I think I did. Anyway, eno chai velachas, the me'acher shenish ba'alav shvor rishona. As soon as he makes the first swear, I will eat this loaf of bread, then what happens? Ne'aseres lal, becomes aser to him. V'chi hader ishtaba, when he goes to these verse again, havele nishva l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. He's swearing to uphold a mitzvah. V'dal ha-kaman, v'chav zayim, we have mishnah that says, nishva l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, v'lo kiyim pater mishvos karban, pater for bringing a karban here. Back to the Gemara. Zui shavuos bitoy shechayavim al zdona makos baal shigigasa carbon olav yored. This case is a case that a person is going to be chayav shavuos bitoy, you know, like we said, an oath of utterance. Shechayavim al zdona makos, that if he did it b'mezid, he'll get malkos. Baal shigigasa carbon olav yored. He's going to olav yored. Says Rashi. Zuhi lehaba delaki Allah, dehavi Allah, lav sheish b'maisa, aval ochel v'lo ochel, lo lucky. But if he says I'll eat and he didn't eat it, then he wouldn't get malchus. And now the Gemara says, Zuhi dechayavim al zdona makos. When it says that lashon, that this is the type of thing that you're going to be chayav, right? This is the future oath, bitoy, that somebody's going to be chayav malchus. Aval ochal v'lo achal, like Rashi pointed out, a person says, I will eat, and he doesn't eat it, lo lucky, then he doesn't get malchus for it. And what's the reason that he wouldn't get malchus for that? Very simple, because there was no action over there. Therefore, we have over here, it is a lav she'ein bo maisa, and you don't get malchus. This is the Mishnah of Yochanan is depending on, is leaning on, to show the concept that lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokan alav. So, when we had our question was, we have a bit of a problem, it's a seer of Yochanan of Yochanan. If you want to say our Mishnah, daf beis over here, in Shavuos, it's going like Rabbi Shmuel, it comes out our Mishnah saying, lav she'ein bo maisa, lokan alav, you get malchus for. But we know that Yochanan goes like a stam Mishnah, and he holds in another place that he says, lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokan alav. So, how does he work with this Mishnah? The answer is we found another stam Mishnah. We tried one, it didn't work out. Then we tried the second one, and we said that this is what he's dependent on. Tomorrow we're going to deal with, well, why did he go with this Mishnah over that one? But we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.